holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I just wanted to comment on a couple of things before we get to our special guest this morning. Number one, there's a statement around on the web that the Jesse Ventura program on prison camps has been pulled from the Internet. Now, lots of times the government does actually intervene and prevent, for instance, certain old documentaries from being aired. There was one pushed back in about 1994 on the terrorist training camps here in America, the fact that there was a vast, certainly radical Islamic movement right here in the United States and was being carefully monitored by the FBI. It's a great, it's called Jihad in America. It was totally suppressed in the United States, could not be allowed to be shown here. There were other DVDs, other documentaries on the KGB that were actively suppressed, created in Canada, but could not be shown here in America. But the Jesse Ventura program is available, and if you haven't seen them, go up on the Internet. They're on YouTube. Watch them. There really are concentration camps in America. There really are coffins that they have, I mean, hundreds of thousands of coffins. And, of course, everything is being done to suppress this information. But it is still on the Internet. They haven't pulled it. So do not be taken in by some of the stories. Always check. I mean, believe what people tell you, but always verify. The other item I certainly wanted to mention is the fact that Congressman Ron Paul certainly be in charge of a committee now. The Republicans are taking charge of Congress, and it would be having oversight for the Federal Reserve System. Tremendous pressure is being brought by the bankers who run this country to keep Congressman Paul from heading that committee. Anybody would like to call Congressman John Bonner, who's going to be making the decision, and let him know that is it going to be the Republicans that run the Congress or the bankers going to control him? Is he simply their flunky? Give him a call. You can call the Congress. You can just go to information, get his telephone number, and call Congressman John Bonner and tell him, we want to know who's really running Congress. Is it the banks? Or is it the Republican Party? Because certainly the banks don't want Ron Paul there. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize that the bankers created this whole economic crisis, and they're doing it intentionally because they want to take this country into austerity and lower our living standards. And if you doubt that, read the latest article, Foreign Affairs Magazine, Richard Haass, President of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission. He tells us we're going into austerity. They're going to be lower living standards. And, of course, they're going to restrict Social Security, which they have to do. And they're going to have to restrict everything, but they're going to simply destroy the infrastructure of this country. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it purposely, as they shift America's wealth to China and to India, because they want to share our wealth, your wealth, not theirs, of course. Well, let's get to our special guest this morning, Ted Gunderson, who spent many years in the as the head of the FBI office in Los Angeles. He retired back in 1979, having got a very responsible position. He began then doing independent investigations, opened a private detective's office, and he has investigated some of the most fascinating cases, the story of Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret captain, officer who was convicted of killing his wife and his children. Actually, they were killed by a satanic cult. And they've kept him in prison for 25 years to cover the existence of the satanic cult, which was working with the intelligence agencies that were smuggling drugs into the United States, and they couldn't let the American people find out the truth. I mean, after all, if you found that your intelligence agencies were really the biggest drug runners in the world, well, you might become a little disillusioned with what is really going on with the invisible government of the United States. But then he's investigated so many the other things, other problems with McMartin, a child care case of satanic ritual abuse. But, Ted, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You're the only person in the whole world I would get up this early for.
I appreciate that. God bless you for getting up at this terrible hour. But we have a wonderful audience there in Colorado, drive time, and it gets into Wyoming. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you did an investigation on the Oklahoma City bombing. I know you looked into that, and I think it's so important that the American people learn the truth about what really happened and the fact that, of course, we have been lied to about what happened that day. You give the story.
Okay, well, first of all, Dr. Stan, I was in the FBI for 27 years, and at the time of my retirement, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had over 700 personnel under my command, a $22.5 million budget. And so I say that, as Will Rogers says, if it's true, it ain't bragging. But I say that because I want people to know I'm not some guy pushing a grocery basket looking for a recycling center. I do have credibility. And as a result of the McDonald case, which you mentioned a few moments ago, I obtained a confession from a girl, Alina Stokely, and I went public with the information. She said it was her satanic cult group that killed the McDonald family, murdered the McDonald family. And people came from all walks of life across the country, all parts of the country, and started talking to me about satanic cults. And then I'm saying, well, I heard about Satan in the Bible, but I don't know about this. And it went on from there, and my life has been one big roller coaster ever since. You know, I'm not complaining. These people have to be exposed. The personal sacrifices I've gone through are absolutely mind-boggling. I'm burglarized on a regular basis, illegal entries into my home and car. My car's been stolen twice. I've prevented two other thefts, but I interrupted two other thefts. My brake lines have been cut. My two windows in an apartment were shot out when I was standing a short distance away. I've been poisoned. My front tire came off at 75 miles an hour on a freeway. Somebody loosened the lug nuts. I found an explosive device on one of my tires. My mail's been opened, diverted, and intercepted. My research has been stolen. I've had surveillances on me. My business has been sabotaged. I had telephone taps. As a matter of fact, I sued GETE, General Telephone Telegraph, back in the 1980s and won an out-of-court settlement for illegal telephone taps. I've had threatening phone calls. I've been attempts to gas me on the freeway. I've interrupted twice and been stolen, trying to steal my car. Flat tires. I had three nails in it. That's kind of unusual, I think. My guns have been stolen. I keep a loaded gun under my pillow, and I checked it one day here a couple of years ago, and somebody had taken the bullets out.
Hang on there, Ted. We'll be back in just a moment. I think God's been looking after you, or you wouldn't be around here today. We'll be back in just a moment. Ted Gunderson, former 27 years the FBI.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ted Gunderson, and I really think that God's been looking after Ted, otherwise he wouldn't be here. I mean, there have been all sorts of attempts on his life. And well, Ted, I'm glad that you're still here and that you can give us the information that we need to know what's really going on. And basically, we want to say about the rather hectic life you've had since you left the FBI, and you begin challenging some of the things